This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast number 51 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello, hello. This is Marshall Morris, and today I'm joined by Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical recommendations are crap, technically speaking. He is a board-certified physician. He served in the U.S. Army, and he's the founder of RevolutionHealth.org. Dr. Edwards, how are you doing?
I am amazing. I'm doing well. I'm feeling good. Things are going well. I'm excited.
Can't complain.
I'm doing a podcast.
You're doing a podcast, and we're getting after it today.
Absolutely. And we are on number 51, over halfway to 100.
Over halfway to 100, and still about 950, 949 short of 1,000.
Exactly.
There we go.
We are chunking away.
We're well on our way. And who is our guest today, Dr. Edwards?
So we have Sue Gaskell. Welcome, Sue.
Hello. How are you doing?
Absolutely amazing, and one of the most. I'm so excited to have you here today, talking about some skincare stuff. So, this, you know, for our listeners, if you know me, you know I'm not really an aesthetics kind of guy. I'm not. Sue's kind of chuckling over here because she knows the story for all of this. So I was deployed to Honduras in 2014, and I had to be gone from my clinic for a couple of few months. No longer. Actively in the military right now, but my staff was trying to bring some aesthetics things in while I was gone, and you came into the clinic and helped us out with that. And then when I came back, you know, they were trying to convince me that I needed to take better care of my skin. Now I'm a guy. I mean, I mean, it's just not really a guy thing. You know,
he washed with soap.
Yeah, Dial soap. Yeah.
Bad.
But I washed. I thought that was a plus. I was clearly not actively taking care of my skin, and I wasn't using my SPF. You can listen to a couple of podcasts ago to hear about SPF. I wasn't using any sunscreen, and I wasn't doing any of those kinds of things. And so there was I think it was the men's kit.
I did.
And brought those in for me to try. And the striking thing, and we'll have to talk about this in another podcast, but the youth eye for my eye, and we tested this stuff by putting it on my eye, on one eye, and then a short time later, you know, 15 minutes later or something, my nurse practitioner walked in the room and she said, "What did you do to your eye?" And she was talking about the one, of course, that we didn't treat. And you could see across the room, just in 15 minutes, how effective that stuff was. And I went and looked in the mirror and I was absolutely blown away at the quality. And that right there is what sold me on Is Clinical. And just that difference in that short period of time, backed by science, backed by the highest quality ingredients that are all pharmaceutical grade and just quality stuff. And so that's why it kind of got me into thinking about skincare, and certainly it goes along with a functional medicine approach and trying to help optimize how patients look, feel, and perform. One of the samples that you brought me was Active Serum, and that one I was very impressed by this stuff. And the first thing when I put it on was I noticed that kind of tingling kind of thing, and I kind of got addicted to it. Addicted isn't really the word, but I definitely got attached to it. And I was like, I want to keep using that stuff. So tell us a little bit about Active Serum, what it is, what it does, and what sets it apart.
So for those of you who don't know a lot about is clinical, all of our products are multitaskers, and Active Serum is no different. In fact, it's probably the biggest multitasker in our line. We consider it the little black dress of skincare products because it does so many things for so many people.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody can benefit from Active Serum. So Active Serum is really effective for helping with fine lines and wrinkles. It's amazingly effective at acne. It helps with hyperpigmentation. It reduces your pore size. It helps change your skin texture. And it's just one product that does that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's really impressive at all of the different things that it can do. And I know, you know, when I first started doing this skincare stuff, I was like, I don't know how to recommend stuff. I don't know what this stuff does. I don't know how it works. I'm, you know, of course, my staff being all female, they're like, oh, this is great for this and this is great for this. And I was like, I don't wear makeup. I don't know what that stuff is. And I wash my face with Dial soap. So you're all kind of way over my head. but, you know, so as I don't ever like to bring something into the clinic that I don't have some experience with myself. I think it's important that if I'm recommending it, that there's a solid reason behind which I'm recommending. Otherwise, I'm just selling stuff, which is completely unethical, in my opinion. So I have to be offering the absolute highest quality. And if someone buys something in our clinic, it's because it's absolutely the highest quality, whatever it is that we can provide that's going to get the patient the optimal results. And Active Serum was just one of those things that, okay, in my little pea brain, I was able to say, okay, it doesn't matter who comes in the door, I can recommend Active Serum and they're going to get good results. There may be something better for this particular condition, but for the most part, that's, like you said, the little black dress, that's anybody can benefit from that.
It can. And the good thing about Active Serum, one of the things that was really important to Dr. Edwards' practice when they brought my skincare line in was that it fit with their philosophy of wellness. So the great thing about the products that come from Is Clinical is besides being pharmaceutical grade, they are also all mostly botanical sourced. So then you get things that come from a plant. And one of the things about Active Serum that I like to tell people is, often you'll have people come in and they've been someplace and they've been given some skincare product and they'll go, oh, I can't use glycolic acid because it irritates me. Well, that glycolic acid came from a synthetic source. Almost no one is ever irritated by glycolic acid if it comes from sugarcane, which is where we source ours from. Because in nature, it behaves like nature and we come from nature, so we behave well together. Being a pharmaceutical grade, it is more potent, more pure, with less side effects. So then we're not putting a whole load of sugarcane extract on your skin because it's so potent, we don't have to put tons of it in. But that's just one of the things that you think about when it comes from a botanical source. It's kinder and gentler to our skin, and then everybody gets results without having side effects.
That's awesome. Love it. Now, you... In talking about some of these, so you mentioned pharmaceutical grade. So what does that mean?
Pharmaceutical grade means the ingredient has been tested to be a medicine. So they're made by pharma houses all over the world that source botanical ingredients that are actually there to be put in medicine. So pharmaceutical grade means it meets medical quality.
So they can, this was another thing that as I learned this, you know, of course, you know, one of the things that my book talks about is the quality of supplements. And since the supplements, most supplements are controlled as food, not as medications. They have a different quality standard by which they're judged and evaluated. And ours, the supplements that we formulate and recommend are truly pharmaceutical grade, and there is a dramatic difference. So with the Is Clinical skincare line, the pharmaceutical grade difference is one of the biggest components. But one of the things that was interesting to me is I can go to my local department store and I can get something with the exact same list of ingredients as not necessarily with is clinical, but as a pharmaceutical grade, and I'm going to get two very different outcomes.
Absolutely. The big difference, again, is potency. The other thing that's a huge difference with pharmaceutical grade is their molecular size is much smaller. So if your molecular size is smaller and you formulate well, and that's another big thing, because formulating a skincare product is like grandma's famous cake. You can take grandma's cake recipe, and if you don't know how grandma put it together because you didn't spend hours with her, your cake doesn't taste like grandma's because right. it wasn't made the same way.
Right.
So you could have exactly the same ingredient deck that we put into Active Serum and not have a product that is anywhere close to it. So, but the other thing is pharmaceutical grade is a small enough molecular size that the ingredients, if they're formulated well, which we do, can get to the site of action. The other thing that I think is important about this company is they want to be able to prove that everything does what they say it does.
Right.
So any of your listeners who were interested at all could get out on the Is Clinical website and see all of the scientific studies that we have done on all of our products.
And you're, what you're talking about is scientific study on the end product.
On the end product, right. on the full formulation.
Right. And that is very important, because as I've learned more about this and talking with Dr. DeHavens about the quality and the testing, some of these ingredients in skincare things across the board, not just with Active Serum, won't necessarily play well together. They won't necessarily mix well together. And so finding that magic balance and, you know, with, I forget the word for like vitamin C.
L-ascorbic acid.
Yeah, but the way it's a different formulation that,
The one that doesn't go in the cream. So L-ascorbic acid doesn't formulate in a cream.
Right.
So if you see a vitamin C in a cream and it says it's an L-ascorbic acid, it's probably not doing anything. There's a lipid-based vitamin C that go in our creams if we're trying to put a vitamin C in our creams. And that particular one is called tetrahexyldecylascorbate, which is a big, long word that just means lipid vitamin C.
Right. And I can tell you that she's not just making up that word. I've heard it from Dr. DeHavens, who's the medical director for His Clinical, and absolutely a brilliant, amazing woman. They spend a lot of time making sure that these chemicals work well and play well together, so that at the end of the day, when you put this stuff on your skin, it's doing exactly what they say it's going to do. The other thing that was very interesting to me, and then we'll take a break, was that how they try to pack everything they can into each little drop. They will put the maximum amount of ingredients into the diluent and still maintain the solution or the suspension or, you know, whichever formulation. And they pack it completely full. And it's very interesting to me. And of course, we always want to watch price, but that's not the driving factor. This, the effectiveness and the quality, that's the driving factor. And that's absolutely essential, because when I recommend something, even if it's $5, $50 or $500, it has to do what I'm telling my patients that it's going to do. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter how much it costs. You're wasting your money.
That's right.
So we'll come back in a second. We'll talk a little bit more about Active Serum. Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
All right, we are back, and we are here with Dr. Edwards and Sue Gaskell, and we're talking about Active Serum, okay? And so the first half, we talked about some of the benefits and why it's such a good product, but let's talk about what it's really used for. And for some of our listeners out there, like, maybe that's me. Let's help them out. Like, what type of patients or just listeners, the everyday person, would this be a good fit for?
So as we talked, it's good for most everyone. It is a really fabulous product as part of your skincare regimen if you have fine lines and wrinkles. Doesn't make any difference whether you're oily skinned or dry skinned, because what it does is it helps exfoliate the dead skin cells off of our face in a gentle way. So then it deep cleans your pores. That way it helps with wrinkles, it helps with pore size. Pore size, most people don't understand, is totally a function of how much gunk you have packed in your pores. The cleaner your pores are, the smaller they appear. So Active Serum does a good job of cleaning the gunk out of your pores, and then your pore size goes down. It's an amazing product for treating pigment irregularities because it's got ingredients that inhibit the production of the enzyme that causes excess melanin production, which we see as pigment on the surface of our skin.
So like dark spots.
Dark spots.
All of those kinds of things?
Yep.
Okay.
For people that have acne, whether you are 13 or 14 and you have acne, or you're 50 or 60 and now you've got hormonal acne, it is just about the most amazing product for acne ever, and it works really fast. For men, it's a great product to use because first, men don't do enough for their skin anyhow, but it doesn't smell like a foofy product, and it also keeps your pores cleaned out enough in your beard that you end up not having folliculitis because it cleans your pores out.
Right.
So it's really just a great product for everybody.
Yeah, I've been very, very impressed with it. Love the way my skin feels after using it. I noticed, one of the things that I noticed in using it was when I first started using it, I get these droppers, and of course I've got no experience with how to put stuff on. I don't put on makeup or anything like that. And Marshall's looking
at me. You wouldn't know it. You're such a handsome man.
Because I look so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, your check's in the mail, Marshall. I had no idea how to put this stuff on. And so I got my dropper. It comes with a little dropper. And so I got my dropper and I was kind of filling up my hand and rubbing my hands together and then doing it like aftershave and kind of all over my hands. And then I had it on my hands and, you know, and I've got this little bitty bottle and I'm like, well, that's going to last me like 2 days. So how should we be applying that? Because I clearly wasn't doing it right then.
No. So the idea behind Active Serum is that less is, and this would be true of all of our products, less is better. It's a nighttime product. 4 drops is your whole face. So the best way to apply it is either to put it on your face, a drop at a time on one of your fingers, or to use the back of your hand as a tabletop, put all 4 drops out, and then just wipe it, smear it across your face. But 4 drops is your whole face, and more is not better. Because you use so little of the active serum, it is, while it's a more expensive price point to start out with, it ends up being amazingly cost effective because you're not using very much of it. One of those little bottles that Dr. Edwards is talking about will last you about 4.5 months. So a little bit goes really a long way.
And that's the small bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Edwards, you told me you went through that in a week.
Well, I drank part of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm just kidding.
If you remember what he just said, the sides of his fingers were really well exfoliated, and the palms of his hands were really well exfoliated, but probably most of it never made it to his face.
Right. And so I was just wasting stuff, and I was wasting my money. I was getting benefit, but not in a cost-effective way. So you want to make sure that every drop of that stuff, because it's like liquid gold. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that every drop that you're using gives you the maximum bang for the buck. And if you're washing most of that off on your hands, getting it down the sink, you're wasting your money. We don't want you to do that. You know, we want you to get the best result that you can at the lowest possible cost. Those bottles look expensive, but they're going to last a while. Very effective, very cost effective. Highest quality stuff, pharmaceutical grade. You may be able to find something cheaper with the quote same ingredients. I haven't looked. I don't know. But there may be some stuff, or it may be comparable as far as ingredients. That does not mean you're going to get the same results at all. Some of the stuff that's out there is just absolutely crap. So if you want good quality stuff, Active Serum is part of the 4-step process.
It is. It's one, you know, we go back to it at Is Clinical that we want you not to have to use tons of product. That's why we put so many ingredients in every single one of our products. They all multitask. So in the philosophy of Is Clinical, you're going to wash your face morning and night. You're going to use something to treat your skin morning and night with the Active Serum. The treat product is Active Serum, 4 drops at night. Then you're going to use a product to hydrate and protect. While those are 2 separate steps in our regimen, they're usually 1 product. So you're actually using 3 products.
Awesome. Love it. And that's what was in the men's kit that you gave me. There's another one that we'll talk about, the Hydrocool, mm-hmm. which for men as an aftershave. That stuff is just awesome. A lot of times, I'll use a razor blade until the backside is as dull as the front side. And so, you know, sometimes my face is kind of scratched to death. And that stuff is just like a fire hydrant on a fire. I mean, it just very soothing, good stuff. Doesn't leave any oily film or anything like that. So there's a lot of stuff that IsClinical has that's just really good quality stuff. But Active Serum is so foundational. I thought that was a great place to start. So anything else you'd like to add or say?
I'd just like to say that, honestly, for 90% of the people out there, Active Serum is going to help most of the issues you have. And the other great thing about this product is for most everyone, they're going to see a difference in their skin in 3 or 4 days.
And that's amazing. Seeing a benefit right up front, not having to wait 30 days, 60 days, where you're wondering, am I wasting my money? Always great. So hopefully this was beneficial to you. We are working on our online store so you can get Active Serum directly on the website, revolutionhealth.org. So that should be up fairly quickly. And you'll be able to order it directly from there. And I think that stuff has to be refrigerated in the summertime.
It does not. The vitamin C.
That one
C's.
Doesn't. Okay. So we'll be getting that stuff up as quick as we can so you can get it directly from there. You can come into the clinic or you can find an IsClinical provider in your area.
Dr. Edwards, Sue, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Marshall.
Thank you,
Sue, so much. It was always good to see you.
Thank you.
Boom.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.